It's a long time between audio booms, but I'm here at an undisclosed location in Whanganui at a nice hotel with the incredible Bonnie Mosen and the even incredible David and Nicola Mosen.
Yay!
Welcome. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Belated happy birthday, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Because on the Mosen explosion, you were so sleep deprived that we couldn't talk to you the other day after your incredible 16th birthday party.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
What happened, man?
I didn't sleep.
Yep. Did you get any cool prezzies?
Yeah, I got a longboard.
So how's this longboard better or different from the other longboard you had?
It's the exact same as the one I had before.
But you broke the other one.
Yeah, but I snapped the other one in half. Why would you?
Why would you want the same version when you broke the other one in half?
Well, because I like that one so much. I used it so much to the point where it snapped that I'm like, well, I might as well get that one again because it was so good the first time.
How do you snap a longboard?
With skill.
Clearly. we should put you in touch with the cleaner who broke our scale.
Oh, yeah.
You could start a demolition business.
Oh, maybe we could. That is always a possibility.
And you got other stuff as well as a longboard.
Yes, I also got a shirt and I got cufflinks.
Yes.
Which are very nice cufflinks, I might want to point out.
That's from your long suffering father and Bunny.
Yes.
Yep.
And I got a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. Yeah, have you been cranking that up?
Yeah, I have. I took it on my geo trip yesterday.
What did the teachers think of that?
They did not appreciate my music. Nor did they appreciate the fact that I didn't hear them when they asked me to turn it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why didn't you play music the teachers might like?
Well, I didn't have any music the teachers might like.
You're on Apple Music. You could just fire up anything that they want.
I don't have the music from their childhoods, which is like the 11th century.
Oh. Apple Music has it all, boy.
Yeah.
What did you do on your geo trip?
Well, we went up the mountain, Mount Ruapehu, but every, like, so often we had to get off the bus and take measurements of the wind speed and the cloud cover.
You picked a good day for wind speed and cloud cover.
Yeah, we did. When we got to the point where the bus couldn't drive up the mountain anymore, which was the 14K mark on the 16K mountain road, it was so cold. It was like minus 2 degrees.
Oh, mate. Wow.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be 16?
It feels the exact same as when I was 15.
Really? I wonder if you still feel the exact same when you're like 46.
Probably.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And now, Nicola.
Yes?
We're here actually because we are going to see Nicola's play. Now, is it called The Rising?
No, it's just called Rise.
Rise. And it's about a performing arts school.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was about cupcakes.
It's kind of like Fame, right? Did you ever see Fame?
No.
Oh, that's a good TV series. One of my favourite series of the 80s, Fame.
Oh, the 80s?
Yeah. You got big dreams. You want fame?
No.
Did you watch Fame, Bunny?
Yes.
That was Lydia Grant who said that.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Grant, she was the dance teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Doris Schwartz. She was one of the cool students. And Coco Hernandez. Leroy, what was his last name?
Jenkins.
No. What was Leroy's?
That was my high school PE teacher. Leroy. Teacher.
What was Leroy's name? And then Dwight Mendenhall, I think. And Bruno. Who can forget Bruno Martelli?
He played the
piano. He was a really good pianist, or Bruno.
Mars.
And the guy with the Russian name, Mr. He was
Vladimir Putin.
No, Mr. Was it Kosofsky or Trzynski? One of the maybe it was a Polish name.
Actually, anyway, I just remember the theme song.
See, get a bit older. There were so many good characters in Fame. Yeah. Anyway, so what happens in your play, Nicola?
I can't tell you. You have to come and watch it.
Oh, well, I intend to. That's why we got on the bus and came all this way to watch you and your play.
And it rained the whole way on the bus.
When do you talk?
Never.
You told me you had lines to say in it.
I have 4 lines.
4 lines. Mm-hmm. Can you remember them?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Was it well attended last night for opening night?
Yep.
Cool. We've got tickets. Apparently we've got good tickets. So we're looking forward to it. Anything else that's news we can tell people about? Our hotel's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little mini bar.
Yeah. Without wine, but they give you wine glasses.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, but I don't drink wine anymore anyway, so that's all right.
Yeah.
Got Red Bull, though.
Red Bull gives you wings.
I've never tried Red Bull.
Well, you can try
Have
it
you?
For $5.
Mm. Have you tried Red Bull, David?
Yes.
I thought you would have. And what happens?
Flies away.
Nightmares happen.
Yeah.
What about you, Nicola? Do you drink Red Bull?
Nope. I'm a good child.
Yeah, quite right too. Yeah.
What's
well, I think I'll send this now over the 4G.
Oh.
We had a pretty pleasant bus trip up here to Whanganui, and it took us about 4.5 hours to get here with a little stop in the middle. And I used my iPad most of the way, actually, with the 4G, which was cool, and caught up on stuff. So we'll send this. And yes, I'm dusting off a whole bunch of apps I haven't used for ages. I've been checking in on Swarm. And the really funny thing was I checked in at the Whanganui Travel Centre, and it said, you haven't checked in since November 2013, because I stopped using it when Foursquare and Swarm got divided up and it kind of wasn't accessible for a while. And then I just never got back into the habit. But now I'm back into it, and I'm still the mayor after having, you know, not checked in since November 2013. Just goes to show how many Foursquare users there are here. Although when I checked into the hotel, someone else is the mayor of that. So I have to see whether I can get the mayorship if I check in tomorrow. Yeah. All right, I'll send this now. Goodbye to you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.